We've got a grim story out of Turkey this morning. The number of women there killed by their partners is rising. And the recent killing of a young mother has prompted protests and calls for change. Activists say the rhetoric of Turkish leaders is partly to blame. And we want to offer a warning that this story for the next 4 minutes or so may be too graphic for some listeners. NPR's Joanna Kakissis has the report from Istanbul.
A little girl screams, "Mama, mama, please don't die," to a woman whose white shirt is red with blood. The woman clasps her neck. Her ex-husband has just slit her throat in front of her daughter. A bystander filmed the killing of 38-year-old Emine Bulut last month at a cafe in central Turkey and posted it to social media. A group that tracks domestic violence says nearly 300 women have been killed by their partners or acquaintances so far this year. Bulut's killing was all over the TV news, and so were protests of women chanting, "I don't want to die." It all got to another abuse victim, Emine Dircan, a 43-year-old beautician. We spoke through an interpreter.
I exactly felt how she felt holding her wound, and you just know that you might die. It made me live through all the things again.
Dircan's estranged husband almost killed her in January. He hated that she worked. He abused her for years. Sitting in her parents' living room, she shudders as she recalls one incident.
He tied me, my hands, my legs from the back like you do to animals. He beat me with a belt and he said, "You're going to listen to and you're going to obey whatever I say to you."
She left him and moved in with her parents. But when he showed up outside crying, she let him in. In her mom's kitchen, he pulled out a gun.
He pulled me down from my hair down to the floor and he shot me. And then he went back to my mom and he pulled the trigger again, but the gun was stuck. So he hit her head with the back of the gun and he leaves.
She almost bled to death after a bullet ripped through a main artery in her leg. Her father took her to the hospital.
I was telling my father, "Daddy, please, I don't want to die."
Her husband was convicted only of simple assault and is free awaiting sentencing. Lawyers for women in these cases say Turkey does have strong laws against such abuse. They're just not being enforced. Özlem Özkan sees how authorities treat her clients.
Women who have been beaten go to the police and are told, "Don't file a complaint. It will just make your husband angry."
Hi, nice to meet you.
At a women's shelter filled with children's toys, a volunteer says relatives also push women to stay with violent men.
They are thinking violence can be okay while you are crushing your family.
The shelter volunteer, Elif, won't give her last name because the shelter gets threats from the partners of the women it protects.
Men's honor depends on how able he is to make women obey and to control their sexuality.
Fatma Gulberkte is a gender studies scholar. She says the rhetoric of the current government enforces this attitude.
The government is really pushing this traditional ideology of women being only mothers.
At the same time, she says, more women are insisting on their rights. The right to work, speak up, divorce.
All these men, you know, when they're asked, "Why did you do it?" they say, "Honor," and "She didn't obey me."
I spoke to several men in Istanbul about this. Jewelry shop owner Hilmi Bilgin has two grown daughters, and his views seem pretty typical. Though he strongly condemns domestic violence, he says it's not only the fault of men.
Ya içe kapanık.
Women make it worse for themselves by either being meek, which makes men feel more aggressive, or they overreact, which triggers the men.
After the killing in August, Istanbul's mayor promised to fight male violence. A popular soccer team held a moment of silence. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, even talked about reinstating the death penalty. Fidama Tasalim of We Will Stop Femicide, the group that tracks gender violence here, says this tough talk misses the point.
High-ranking members of this government say things like, "Women should not laugh too loudly," as if this encourages men to attack us.
until Turkey's government stands by women, she says. It's just part of the problem. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Istanbul.